We're happy to be joined on the show by a talented actress and singer. You know her for her work in television shows like American Crime Story, Lucifer, and Billions. She's got a brand new album out that is terrific called Scars of Venus. We're happy to be joined this afternoon by Kelly Monroe. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Well, I've really been enjoying the album, listening to it all week, and I want to talk about some of the songs in a little bit, but I understand that the writing process for you really began during the pandemic. Did writing those lyrics serve as a form of therapy for you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, the world shut down when the pandemic happened, and I think it kind of allowed all of us to take a look internally, you know, it made us all kind of slow down, and so when things got a little shaky for me during that time, I took the pen to the pad and started writing out kind of all my feelings. And it was a really beautiful time of closure, kind of letting go of some relationships that I really never had the time to really digest and kind of figure out. So it was a really healing time for me. And, you know, just even having the time to pick up the guitar and write was really a huge blessing.
You've gone through a divorce. You've had a couple of near-death experiences. How did all of that inform your writing?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I now believe that I couldn't write without those experiences, and without those experiences, I couldn't write. I think everything has just been a perfect, you know, perfect storm, if you will, of everything that has led me to these moments now of writing and being an artist. And, you know, I think, I don't know which one comes first. I don't know if those things you know, happened and I made sense of it through writing or the other way around, but I now kind of believe it was like part of a kind of a destiny path, and getting the words out was, you know, is now part of my purpose.
All right. Now you have to tell me now how a ayahuasca ceremony contributed to you exploring music more.
Yeah. So I was real hesitant to kind of talk about my plant-based medicine experience at first, but now I'm a big advocate for it. I really believe that, you know, they're doing clinical trials and stuff on that now for, you know, mood disorders and depression and anxiety and all these things. But for me personally, I think I had to have a radical experience like that in order to, you know, kind of break the chain, like in my mind, of allowing myself to go to a place of exploring that side of me. You know, I think artistry really exploded in that moment. When I did the ayahuasca ceremony for me, and you know, all I can really tell you is in kind of the plants world, you know, you really surrender to whatever that plant medicine is, because it's a really powerful process. And, you know, I think you just kind of get to the point where you're like, look, I know something has to change. So I'm going to take this approach because I don't want to be stuck anymore. So let's figure it out. And, I definitely had a lot of clarity, a lot of resolution, and it's kind of my most, you know, I only do it like once or twice a year now, but it definitely opens you up creatively for sure.
We're talking with Kelly Monroe. Her new album is called Scars of You. Now, people know you. You've had great success in your acting career as Kelly Dowdle. This was an opportunity for you to create a new identity and make sure that your music was received on its own merits, without people saying, oh, she's the actor who also does music.
That's right. That's right. I really, you know, I remember Dolly Parton. I heard an interview of hers back in the 70s. And, you know, she said, you know, you got to start from scratch as a musician. You got to do the work. You got to show up to all the, you know, 25,000 shows. You got to make huge mistakes. And I really wanted to, you know, kind of create a character, which I now believe is just a part of me within music. But I wanted to kind of get my hands dirty and dig in just like anybody else. I didn't want, you know, anyone saying, oh, well, maybe she had a handout or this happened because, you know, she already is established in the entertainment industry. I wanted to really create my own way in music and, you know, put in the work and do everything that everyone else has been doing, you know.
And I understand the name Monroe is a salute to your grandmother.
It is. It is. That was actually her middle name. So it was a really beautiful, you know, contribution to kind of my family, you know, just the generational, you know, bringing that name back and bringing it up again. She's now since passed for a good while now. But with a W, I always thought was super special. So that's what came to mind.
Well, you know, we had Kevin Bacon on a few months ago, and I asked Kevin, you know, when you first started making music, did people roll their eyes and say, oh, an actor is doing an album? And Kevin said, oh, they still do. And so it's difficult for actors, which is strange. In other professions, people would accept and encourage people going in a different route. But it is a bit of a challenge to explore a new type of artistry.
It is. And, you know, I think I do. What I am learning now is that when you are an artist at heart and you are a creative at heart, you know, you will probably, you know, weave in and out of many lanes, you know, many artistic lanes, whether it's painting, writing, singing, acting, you know, interior decorating, whatever it may be. Because I think when you're a creator, you just create. That's what you do. So I hope that we can have more people with, you know, very multidisciplinary, you know, routes and ways, because I think it's really encouraging for people to know, like, we don't have to be in one box. We can do a lot of different things and be successful at all of them, you know?
Well, the music is so great. Now, people heard some of the songs that you released them out ahead of the album. Mama Said is such a great track. Now, how much of that is inspired by your own mother?
That is all her. She was a tough cookie, a single woman raising two kids, and you know, she always just used to hit us with those one-liners. And so one day, it's actually one of the first songs I ever wrote, but, you know, just started picking up the guitar with my producer, and we were actually laughing because my mom can be, you know, just a very stubborn, strong woman. And we just started firing off all the things she's ever taught me. And we wrote that song in about 20 minutes. So
we played a little bit of the new single, The Woman, earlier in the show, and what a great anthem of not only empowerment, but self-acceptance that is.
Beautifully said. Thank you for seeing both sides of that. Yeah, you know, I'm all about female empowerment and being strong and all that, but I also just, all the different hats and roles that women have to wear, we're, you know, these strong, independent women, but also women are so fragile and soft and beautiful, and the essence of a woman is just, you know, it's, you can't beat that. It's the best thing in the world. So I think the dichotomy of those two worlds of a woman is what I was really trying to celebrate in that song. So I appreciate you saying that.
Well, and the video is wonderful too. I love the concept for that.
Thank you. Yeah, we brought in, you know, women of all walks of life, and it was really a beautiful thing. You know, I said, you don't even have to be born a woman. Just if you are a woman, like, we want to hear from you, you know? So it was so cool. I mean, women of all walks of life. We had somebody from the trans community attend, and that was just really powerful as well. It was just really cool to see a bunch of just really diverse women in one room together celebrating what it means to be a woman.
I don't think anybody could write a song like Wounds if you didn't have a few that you've recovered from.
That's right. Yeah, that's a real powerful song. I just finished a 5-show series, and, you know, live shows are really interesting because you really get to see the words touch, you know, people in a different way. Because I wish I could be in everyone's home when they're sitting there, you know, listening to my music on the radio or whatever it is. But in person at every single show, I got to see that song connect for some people, and it was just so incredibly powerful. And it also lend itself to why I named the album Scars of Venus, because, you know, we all have wounds and they eventually heal and they eventually turn into scars. And so I think that's a really beautiful metaphor of, like, you know, we all experience pain and we all have, you know, either self or otherwise inflicted, you know, cuts or wounds, but, you know, eventually over time they heal and we all get better and things get better and everything kind of works out.
I've been listening to the album a lot over the last few days. The song that I always keep going back to, it's such a great groove on it, is Down Your Spine.
Yeah, I'm so glad you liked that one. You know, it's so funny. I've been hearing that feedback from several people, and we almost didn't put that on the album. You know, it was one of those songs where I was like, God, I don't know. You know, is it? Are you guys feeling it? Is it catchy? Because I've always loved that song, but then the more I listened to it, I was like, I'm not sure about that. And it's so funny because I've heard from other artists, you know, the one song that you are maybe not going to put on your album ends up being the song that, you know, people love the most. I think it's so ironic.
I want to talk a little bit about your acting career. You've had some very big roles in well-received and critically acclaimed shows. Certainly American Crime Story with that stellar cast, the opportunity to play Nicole Brown Simpson. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, it was just so surreal. Just an incredible cast, but incredible human beings, you know, like everybody on set, you know, whether it was John Travolta or Cuba Gooding or, you know, any of the women, you know, such incredible actresses, everybody was just so humble and you just felt so at home. And, you know, one thing I love about Ryan Murphy, you know, the producer on that show, he's really known for, you know, bringing people back years later. And he's just all about kind of once you find talent, you know, really giving them the opportunity. So I'm incredibly grateful for that opportunity. And I think it, you know, has opened up other doors for me, but so surreal, man. I mean, like, it totally took my even expansion as far as what's possible to the next level.
Man, Ryan Murphy, we've talked to people who have been on his shows, and he creates his own world. And because, as you mentioned, he's got so many people that come back and work with him again, that it sounds like behind the scenes, it's a pretty well-oiled machine.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I think, you know, he's so incredibly talented and brilliant as far as, you know, just creating content and creating and having the visuals. But, you know, I mean, you could be an extra on a show with him or, you know, kind of a day player, if you will. And, you know, 7 years later, you could get a phone call and go, hey, you know, Ryan would like you to be a series regular on this new series. Like, that's just Ryan. You know, you never know what he's going to do next. And he will remember every single person, though, on set, from the extras to the person, you know, handing out the snacks, you know, and crafty, and like, he'll remember every single person, every crew member. He's really brilliant that way.
And what was it like having the opportunity to play Anna Nicole Smith?
That, by far, I will say to date, was probably my most gratifying, you know, rewarding role that I've played. You know, there was something about her. A lot of people just think she was a dumb blonde with big boobs. And, you know, she actually was a really brilliant woman. And I think she's a fine example of a woman that was just trying to get out of small-minded Texas and create a life for herself. And I actually think she was much more, you know, scrappy and intelligent than people give her credit for. So it was really beautiful to play her because I got to show kind of that more like intellectual deep side of her. And, you know, of course the way she passed away was just tragic. So filming that last scene, we didn't know at the time, but we kept reshooting that scene. You know, the date kept falling through, and when we finally nailed it and we finally got that in scene, we found out that it was the exact day of her anniversary of her death.
So wow.
It was super special. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for her. She had a tough life, but, you know, she was much more intelligent than people give her credit for. So it was really nice to play that.
The first time that probably a lot of people saw you was in Big Mama 2 with Martin Lawrence. And I hear that years after that, you had a chance meeting with him at a time when your career wasn't going as well as you would like, and that he was there to offer some support to you.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. I was in L.A. and, you know, feeling kind of low. Nothing was landing, you know, and I think every actor, you know, knows at this point that it's like when you actually show up on set and work, that's not even work. The work really is like all the in-between time when you're not booking jobs. And I remember I walked into a Subway sandwich chain and I saw Martin Lawrence right there. And I said, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but, you know, 7 years ago, we filmed Big Mama's House Part 2 and said, of course I remember you. And I said, yeah, it's been tough. Nothing's landing. Nothing's sticking for me. And he looked at me and started smiling. He said, don't quit, kid. Just don't quit. And he walked out with a sandwich. And I was like, weird. This is so weird. But it was like, you know, sometimes people come back into our life or cross our path for a particular reason. And I think it was like a full circle moment for me of just being reminded that, you know, don't quit. Just don't quit.
Well, and also, too, the entertainment community, it's a relatively small one. And if you do good work, people remember it. And it might be a while, but that often comes back around to benefit you in the future.
It does. And, you know, I think that's with anything in life, right? I think if you're a kind person and you do good work, I think it's inevitable that you'll at least get a shot and an opportunity to make something of yourself.
All right, I have to ask before we let you go, how is Cash doing, your dog?
Oh, thanks for asking. He is actually curled up right next to me right now. He's precious as can be. He comes to every studio session with me, and he's my good luck charm. So he's doing great.
Thanks. Excellent. Well, we'll give him a little... Well, something under the chin from us.
I will.
The album is wonderful. It's called Scars of Venus, a brand new one from Kelly Monroe. Kelly, I've enjoyed your work for a long time. The music sounds great. We wish you much success with that and your acting career. And thanks so much for spending a little time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a joy.
It's Kelly Monroe on Downtown.